Police completed an operation last night at the Red Sea event, which hosted a concert by Australian and international renowned band Peking Duck. That event saw around about 1,000 people attend the former deep sea fishing club site down on Jordan Esplanade at the jetty area. This is the second event held at Red Sea. Red Sea are the current lessees of the premises, as arranged by council here in Coffs Harbour as a function venue and event venue. Last week was quite concerning with a large number of drug detections but also drug fines. That theme continued this weekend with around about 39 persons identified having used or been involved in drugs trying to enter the venue. As a result of those, four persons were charged or proceeded with under various systems for possession of prohibited drugs. It's always disappointing, I think, when we look at these types of events and the music scene. It's all about creating a safe environment for the young people attending or all patrons attending those events. And it's concerning that there are still issues with drugs. Safety is probably our most important factor when we look at how we approach these events and policing those events. Look, those risks are quite identified and they've been quite known, particularly through ecstasy, cannabis and other illicit drugs. And when you start combining all those drugs with alcohol, it plays a significant impact on the body, and then we create all those dangerous situations. Quite concerned, we also had the assistance of the Traffic and Highway Patrol, who conducted over 100 RBT tests, as well as around about 39 random drug testing. And one, unfortunately, we picked up one driver with a positive result. Mainly cannabis and ecstasy were the drugs that we found during the night.
Obviously, being on Crown land, will there be repercussions on the lessee or the council with this?
Look, we're still working with council and particularly the Red Sea organisation behind the scenes. We're looking at their current temporary licences that they've been had issued. Council looking at the events that they're running there. So it's about working collaborative behind the scenes. We are quite concerned about the high risk nature of these events and particularly the flow on licensing events. Watching the young people leave the venue last night, I was quite concerned, particularly with traffic, the dark area around that location, the risk posed with traffic coming in and out, and obviously the level of intoxication. So we're still working behind the scenes with the organisers, and that will continue as we move forward. The lease has been arranged with council. That's a matter for council. My main focus is around about the safety of those events, and that's what the command is looking at. So we're looking at having music events or venues, whether they be licensed premises or not, or temporary licensed premises, that are hosting events that create a safe, drug-free environment. And I think that's where the focus needs to be.